Writer Joyce Johnson met Jack Kerouac in 1957 through their mutual friend Allen Ginsberg. Johnson and Kerouac were lovers for nearly 2 years. When they met, Johnson was 21 years old, Kerouac was 35, and not yet famous. 9 months later, his novel On the Road was published, and he was treated like the spokesperson of the Beats. Much of the time that Johnson and Kerouac were lovers, he was traveling or living in another city, while she stayed home in Manhattan. During those times, they communicated through letters. The letters they wrote to each other are published in Johnson's book, Door Wide Open. Johnson is also the author of the memoir, Minor Characters, focusing on the period when she knew Kerouac. But she couldn't quote from his letters in that book because Kerouac's widow withheld permission. It wasn't until 1998 that his estate sent her copies of the letters she had written to him. Here's Johnson reading a letter Kerouac wrote her in July 1957 from Mexico City, just after it was devastated by an earthquake.
At first, I thought I wanted to be alone and stare at the walls, but now I realize after the earthquake, no one can be alone. Even one's own body is not alone. It is a vast aggregate of smaller living units. It is a phantom universe in itself. And maybe I've come to realize this now, because in this altitude, 8,000 feet, I don't get drunk and I'm not taking drugs anymore. My connections are dead. And I just stare healthily at the interesting world. Come on, we'll be two young American writers on a famous lark that will be mentioned in our biographies. Write soon as you can this address. I'll be waiting for your answer.
You must have been happy to get that letter.
Oh, I was thrilled to get that letter, and I immediately gave up my job and bought a ticket on TWA,
and
which I never used.
Why?
Because the next I heard from Jack, he had gotten the Asiatic flu in Mexico City and was going back to Orlando, Florida, and from there he planned to come to New York in time for the publication of On the Road. He thought it might be kind of interesting to be around for it.
And he
had absolutely no notion of what awaited him.
Right. Well, he was around for it. In fact, he was staying with you at your apartment the day that famous review by Gilbert Milstein came out in the New York Times. Would you describe what it was like to go with him at midnight to the newsstand and pick up this review that basically made him a star overnight?
Well, it was nothing that Jack was prepared for. I mean, he could barely sort of take it in. It compared him in his importance to F. Scott Fitzgerald. Milstein said what Fitzgerald was to the Lost Generation, Kerouac would be to the Beat Generation. And he made him the spokesman for a whole generation. He kept reading it and sort of shaking his head and saying, well, I think it's pretty good. What do you think? And I say, yeah, it's really good. And then the next day the phone started ringing and never stopped.
Not all the reviews were positive, like Truman Capote.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, describe some of the bad reviews.
Well, I would say by and large, the reviews On the Road got were hostile, humiliating, and very insulting things were said about On the Road. For example, Truman Capote said, "This isn't writing, this is typing." I mean, I can't think of any American writer who endured such consistent abuse from critics and reviewers all through his career, and it was very, very devastating for him.
How did he take the bad reviews?
They made him very depressed. Of course, he had a tendency to be depressed, and the only way he seemed to be able to get himself through this period was to step up his drinking, which was already pretty heavy.
How did fame agree with him?
Fame did not agree with him very well at all. Part of the problem was he didn't become famous in the way that he would have liked to have become famous. I think what he really had dreamed of was having a real, a literary success, which would have been much quieter, for one thing. But instead of that, he found himself the spokesperson for the Beat Generation, and this was not a role that he felt at all comfortable with. It was something Allen Ginsberg, of course, could have played to the hilt. But Jack was not very, very good at facing the public. He was basically a shy, rather naive guy about the whole business, and it was very difficult for him being on television and so on. It was frightening for him, and it made him feel that he didn't know who he was anymore.